Okay, so now let's go back to halacha, right? So the question is the shi'or for Erev Tav Shilon. Okay, this is Tes Zayin on the base. Top. First line. Okay, and this is basically, we're going to do this for a little bit. Okay, the shi'or stuff. When's break? Next Monday or Tuesday is the last day, I think.
Two Mondays.
For 2 weeks?
No.
Oh, you're right, last week. Okay, fine. So we got time still. You're right, today's the 10th or something, right? Okay.
Yeah,
24th, 25th. Okay, so we got 2 weeks. So this is, I'm sure. I'm probably finished this. I'm Rabbi Abba.
No,
she here. She was off. So an Erev Tav Shilon needs a Kazayas. Okay, that's the shir. Erev Tav Shilon has to be a Kazayas. Ibailo. Kazayas achad l'kulan, or dilma kazayas l'kal achad b'achad. Do you need one kazayas for all of them? Again, if the Erev is placed for a number of people. Do you need one kazayas for all of them? Or is one kazayas for each person? Okay, now is it a kazayas altogether? No matter how many people you have, one kazayas suffices? Or do you say that it's a kazayas per person who the Erev is for? Okay. Good question. Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Eruv Tavshil, and Shirk Nixayas, Bein Lachad Bein Lamea. Whether for one or 400, one Kazayas is sufficient. Okay, fine. Look at this Tosos. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm necessarily going to get to this, but it's kind of interesting. Maybe we'll get to it. I'd like to. I just don't have an idea for all the parts of it. But Amar Biyava Yeretoshan Tzirkas Shevin Kazayas. He says the Gimel Dinim Yesh Belachas Erev. There are three different Dinim. There are three types of Erevs, and they all have different halachas about the Shir. Okay, Erev Tchumen Shrichin Tzarch Shteis Yudas Lachalacha Bechad. So the Erev Tchumen, which is basically you're putting down a food and you're saying we're living here for Shabbos, and therefore your Tchum is centered at here. Your Konesh Visa. You need two sudos, that's the shear of it, the amount of food for two sudos, for each person. Okay, for each person. So if you have 100 people, you need 100 worth of food for 100 people. V'alchim ma'asik v'adjubarim. Erev ha'chatzeros, right, for the chatzeros to unify all the dayarim of one courtyard or one, carmelis or whatever, right? So it's, shrichin k'grogeres l'chal l'achad v'achad, for the grogeres is a fig, I think for each person. So you basically need a fig per person up until you have two sudos. The food of two sudos is sufficient no matter how many people you have. So in a town, like in a community, they have a box of matzos or whatever. That's at least two sudos. So that goes even if you have 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people or whatever. Okay, but if you have 3 people, you need 3 grogresses. If you have 5 people, you need 5 grogresses or whatever, right? So there's it's a rolling shear, but it maxes out. Which is funny. I mean, that's a funny type of a shear, I can understand saying this is a fixed amount for everybody. I can understand the rolling shear based on how many people. But to have a roll based on how many people, but then it maxes out, is a little bit strange. And then it says, Eretoshilin, Bein Lachad, Bein Lameya, Inetzorach, Ala Kazayas, Achal Min V'men. So you only need a Kazayas per man. What does he mean per man? A chalman of a man? What does he mean by that? His eyes for each and every man. Mm-hmm. Type. What?
Like household?
What?
Can you mean household?
Household? No, I don't think so. Because men is like a species or a type. I think it means like cooked items, baked items. Remember, Tosas holds that you need a separate thing for each type of, as Brandon Tom holds, you need a separate thing for each type of cooking, right? So, or at least for Bishal and for Afiyah, he holds, right? Bishal and Afiyah presumably means that. I mean, I don't know. It's right. Bisham held only for the other ones. He held only, for Afiyah and for Bishal. I think that's what he means. I don't know what else he would mean. I mean Bishal and Afiyah. Okay, fine. So that's interesting, right? It's interesting to split. It would be nice if we could, get a sense of what these three different shiras are. But for our purposes, let's focus on Erev Tav Shilon. So the shear is a kazayas. The question is, do you need a kazayas per person, or do you need one kazayas altogether? Okay, simple. Facts are right. Simple. Let me just ask you a question. What do they agree upon? What are the two sides agree upon? Is there anything they agree upon? Yeah.
You need at least one Kazayas.
Okay, good. Right, the Gemara is saying is you need a Kazayas. Alright? That's the premise here, right? They're shown by Kazayas. You need a Kazayas. Now the question is, oh, what do you mean by Kazayas? Do you need a Kazayas per person or a Kazayas altogether? Right? So it must be that there's two different ways of understanding what the halacha is that you need a Kazayas. You know what I mean? I think it's a little simple formulation here. Okay, there's halacha of Kazayas. What's the halacha of Kazayas? There's a shear. It's a shear, right? Kazayas is a shear. Right? Shear. So what's the shear in? Is it a shear in the chafza of the Erev? That an Erev is a chafza, right? And the Erev has a shear. It has to be a Kazayas, like it's Kazan is Chashav, or I don't know, whatever, something like that. The Chafza is an Erev, maybe you'll say, if in order to be Maichal Shal Shabbos, or something like that, it has to have a certain Chashivas to it, so less than a Kazayas is like nothing, it's too insignificant. So the Shear is a Shear in the Chafza. What's an Erev? It's not an Erev, it's not a Kazayas. Okay? The din in the Chafza of the Erev, the halachas that we've been studying over the past, right? The different properties of the Chafza. It's be common, it's be whatever it is. So that's one of the halachas. It has a shear. The Chafza there has a shear. So if that's the case, so if you could have one, the halachas, you could have one Chafza of Erev for many people, right? That's the halacha. For many people have a zechus in the Kenyan, in the Erev. So you could have one Erev functioning for many people. That's for sure the case, right? So if the shear is the shear in the chafza, so who really cares if it's functioning for a lot of people or for one person? It's only one chafza of an Erev. No one's going to say, if you have an Erev in town, it's an Erev, it's 500 Erevs. If the Rav plays an Erev, it's not 500 different Erevs, it's one chafza of an Erev. Right? So if the shear is the shear in the chafza, so then it's only one kazayas. Right? Or do you say, see, an Erev has a function, which is that it's a matir of a bishul. Okay, it's a matir. And you could say that the shear is a shear in the matir, as in the function. As what the shear is that if you want the Erev, in order for the Erev to function, it has to be in order for it to be a matir, it has to have a gazayas. As the function of being a matir, because like the idea is that the matir is because this chafza functions as a reminder for me, or is it's my haschalas abishal, or it's my hekker, or whatever it is. But in other words, the din is the function of the Erev functions with the gazayas. So when you're dealing with, if you have an Erev for 500 people, so it functions for 500 people. The function of the Erev is really multiplied. Even though it's one chafza of an Erev, but the chafza functions as a matir for me, and it's matir for you, and it's matir for you, and it's matir for you, right? It's matir for each person. So if you say the shear is a shear in the Erev, insofar as its function is concerned, that in order for an Erev to be to function for me, it needs to be a kazayas, so then each individual function is different. So if it has to be functioning for me, it has to be functioning for you, it has to be functioning for you, each person's functioning for is that there's an additional person that's going to have to be more shear. Let's take, for example, let's say you say the way it's working is like that it's all special. It's like you have your Shabbos food, and you're basically just adding to that food, right? This is my food, I'm placing aside the food, and it's my food, and I'm adding to the food. So then you could see saying that you can't say this one kazayas is my Shabbos meal, and the beginning of your meal, and 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 everyone's meal. Because whose meal is it for? I mean, you can't have a million people eating the same kazayas. I mean, if you have a big, huge Erev, you'll say this cow is the beginning of everyone's meal. It's the beginning of the meal for everybody. So it'll function for everybody, because the way it functions is that this food has a designation for a certain purpose that is defined as the beginning of the meal, So if the shear is that in order for it to be the beginning of my meal, I have to have a kazayas worth of it. So in order for it to function for me, it has to be, and see, the function relates to each individual separately. In order for it to function for me and to be the beginning of my meal, it has to be a kazayas. So then that's my function, that's how it be a kazayas for me, a kazayas for him, a kazayas for him, a kazayas for him. But if you say that this their function for me, I don't need any, really, it could be any amount at the beginning of my meal. Who cares? There's no shear in how much of the beginning of my meal is. The shear is just a din in the chafza of an Erev. It's not an Erev if it's not big enough. If it's a little piece of the garbage, it's not an Erev. But it's not pshat that the Erev that I need an Kazayas in order for the Erev to work for me, I need a Kazayas. In order to function for me, I need a Kazayas for me. It's nothing to do with that. It's just that it can't be called Erev if it's not a Kazayas. So if it's a din, what the Chafta is called Erev, so as long as the Chafta is the Chafta and there's a Kazayas, who cares how many people it's for? But if it's an idea in the way that the Erev functions, that the Erev is functioning as a matir for me, and insofar as it's functioning to matir my achila, it has to be a kezayis. So then you can't overlap in the kezayisim because it's functioning individually. So it's a shear in the function of the thing. So if it's the more people it's functioning for, the more the shear is going to be. But like the reason I'm kind of keeping it vague though, I'm saying in terms of the function, because the exact method by which it functions is different within different shitas. Like it could be a heker, or it could be a salas abishal, or it could be, you know, but the point is that the function of the Erev is a matir for an individual to cook. And it's a matir for each individual who's involved in the thing. So if you say the matir, if you say it's a shear in the thing as a matir, so since it's being matir for different people, it's going to have a different shear for each person. But if it's a shear in what makes the chafta into an Erev, so then what makes the chafta into the Erev is a kezayis, so then who cares how many people it's for? Is again, an Erev is two things. It's one chafta, but yet it's matiring. There's matiring bishul a lot of people. So now the way it matirs the bishul is that when I cook, I'm relying on this Erev. So my cooking is relying on this Erev, right? That I'm using this Erev. I'm relying on this Erev. I'm somech on it. I'm continuing this bishul. You know, I'm adding on to the Erev. Okay? But it's one chafta of an Erev, but it's functioning for all these different people. So if you learn that the shiur, so now there's a lacha, why do you need a kezayis? What's the idea of a kezayis? So you could say it's just not a chafta of an Erev if it's not significant. Okay, I don't care why it's functioning. The point is, that's not an Erev. Erev isn't just a little piece of, a little tiny piece of morsel of bread, and Erev has to be something significant, so a significant means a kezayis. So then I think that's clear. So then you just need one kezayis, because it's a shiur of what is a chafta of an Erev. So is it a chafta of an Erev? Well, is it a kezayis? Yeah. Fine, so then great, so then it works. And everyone has a Kenyan in it, so why not? What's the problem? Right, that's clear. The other side is the harder side. But the other way is like this, is that what matirs me to cook is that I'm being somech on the Erev. Okay? So what does that mean? In other words, I'm using, my cooking is building upon my Erev. I have a Kenyan and Erev, and I am relying on my Erev. Right? And you're relying on your Erev. And you're relying on your Erev. I'm adding to my top shell. I have my top shell. I have my food set aside, and I'm adding to it. And you're adding to it. I'm talking in Rashi, but you're adding. And we are adding to it, and you're adding to it. So if it's one roll for 100 people, so what do I have in the Erev? I have a kol shel. I have a tiny bit. So what am I adding to? I'm adding to my kol. I can't add to your kol shel, to your stuff. I'm adding to my stuff. Now, my kinyan in the thing is only on a little bit. So I'm adding to a little bit. So when I'm somech, what am I being somech on? I'm only being somech on less than a kezayis, on a kolcho. So if you say that the matir of Erev is that you have to be somech on a kezayis, or it's a shear in the function of the Erev, it means the Erev functions to allow you to cook, and you cook in reliance upon that Erev. So if it's saying is that my reliance must be a reliance on a kezayis worth, so then it must be a kezayis, I must have my own kezayis, because I only have what... My reliance only goes on what is on the part which is my Erev. And if I only have a kinyan in a kol shel, then that's all I have. So now you could say, I don't care, you could rely on the kol shel. As long as you have a tiny bit, you could rely on it. Now it's true, the chefta of an Erev, if it's not a kezayis, is not significant, it can't be called an Erev. But now the chefta is called an Erev, and it's a chefta for 100 people. Now I'm relying on it, I have a little tiny portion, and that's my haschala, and that's my little bit. And I'm relying on that, and I'm building on that. You can say that's fine. But if you say that the shiur is a shiur, that in order to cook, you must be adding to a kezayis, so the fact that somebody else said that the chafza is a kezayis doesn't help me, because what I'm adding to is my food in the thing, and I only really have a tiny bit of the thing. So then if it's a din in the shiur, in my utilizing of the Erev, in the matir of the Erev, that I'm building on a kezayis worth of food, the only thing which is relevant to me, who's using the Erev, is the part which I own, which I have a kinyan in. which is only going to be a kazai, which is, it has to be a kazai. So then you can be a kazai for each and every person. But if you say that in terms of your reliance on the thing, really you could rely on Erev, I don't care how much, there's no amount. It doesn't matter how much you have, as long as you have a little bit of food, you could add on to that. So then you say, so then what then is the halacha of kazayas? So then you'll say, chayav kazayas is just a separate halacha, that the chafetz of an Erev has to be a kazayas. But the chafetz of an Erev is everybody's combined, so it's one chafetz of an Erev, so then it's enough to have a kazayas altogether. But look at it, I don't know if this is exactly, there's different ways to say it. But I mean, you could say, it's like, so to speak, is in terms of my utilizing the Erev, the fact that there's other guys who are using it also, you say, is irrelevant to me. I'm using, what am I using? What my relationship to the Erev is only in the little bit that I have a kinyan in. I only own a little bit, I don't own the other stuff. So if you say it's a din that I must be utilizing a kazayas, it has nothing to do with the fact that the other guy only have a kazayas. So the fact that it's attached to another piece of whatever is irrelevant to me. But if you say it's a shir, is like, so to speak, in the hanachas ha'erev, in the chatza, when you make a bracha and you place an erev, you can't just be placing a little piece of a morsel of bread, you have to be placing a gazayas. Now, I don't care that you're placing it for 100 people, but the point is, it's one hanachas ha'erev, and it's one chatza of Maichel Shal Shabbos. The fact that there maybe have to be split up between a lot of people, but the chatza is a chash of a chatza to Maichel Shal Shabbos, because it's a nice big piece of roll, a nice roll. The fact that someone, you're going to have to split it amongst people, but it's one chafta, it's one hanacha, it's one mitzvah, al hanachas erev, so it's one chafta, so if the shir is just a shir in the chafta, then who cares how many people it's relating to? But if it's a shir in the reliance, in the matir of erev, when I cook on Shabbos, I'm relying on yantif, I'm relying on the erev which I have, then my reliance only relates to the part I have a kinyan in. It's irrelevant when the guy who placed it, how much was he placing. What matters is what I'm relying on. What I'm relying on is that what makes me able to rely on it is my kinyan in it. My kinyan in it is limited to the part that I have a kinyan in. So let's look again. So the next thing is further in the Gemara. Tanan. I mean, it looks like it's two dots, but it's not really. It's a fake two dots.
So where now?
Further. Tanan. It's the fifth line. Sixth line.
Same daf.
Same daf. The sign of the sixth line. Tanan.
Why are there two dots there if it's not?
I don't know. It's a typo.
Finishing.
Still Amar Rav Huna, basically. No, there's another two dots. There's another fake two dots. Tashma. Through two fake two dots, all the way up until Amar Rav Huna, the beginning of the line. It's, you'll see when it starts looking at it, it's a different dots, a different thing. So just excuse me. Tanam. Until Amar Rav Huna.